The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his blessings on all of you for celebrating this event of Mubahala. This is the first formal interaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Christians. Before that, there was no formal, interaction with the Christians. And in that, the Prophet came up with logical, arguments for the Islamic stand. He did not force them to become Muslims. He challenged them for Mubahala. They accepted initially. Later on, they backed off. And they said, okay, we'll not do Mubahala. Neither will we become Muslims. We are willing to come under your rule. Let us sign an agreement. And this is where an agreement was signed between the Christians of Najran and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they will go back, and they will maintain their religion. Nobody will harass them. Their holy places would be respected. And this is where we see this whole propaganda that Islam was spread by sword is just propaganda and nothing else. Because the Prophet, left this large, community of Christians in the southern part of Arabian Peninsula to maintain their religion. And this is where we see that, when it comes to the spreading of Islam, it was not done on the basis of sword. The irony is that we have such a beautiful example in the life of the Prophet about interaction between the Prophet and the Christians. But very rarely, or at least I have never heard any Muslim scholar from the other communities, when they sit down and have interfaith, meetings with others, they never talk about Mubahala. Is it there only in the Shia books? No. There is ayat of Quran about it. In Surah Ali Imran, Mufassirin talk about it. Muhaddiseen talk about it. Historians talk about it. But why do they ignore this Mubahala? Not because of Rasulullah. Not because Islam gained victory over Christianity without resorting to sword. But they have a problem that it's not only the victory for the Islam and the Prophet, it also shows the fazilat of Ahle Kisa. It is that, attitude towards the Ahlul Bayt, that they just shy away from this whole incident. Because if you see, the ayat of Quran, the command is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah didn't decide that. He says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا, O Muhammad, say to them. And look at the wordings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. He basically is commanding there, and he's saying, تَعَالَوْا نَدُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاكُمْ, we will call our sons. You also do the same. We will call our women. You do the same. And we will call ourselves, our nafs. If you look at the word abna in Arabic, this is plural. In Arabic language, which is unique, unlike Farsi, Urdu, or English or French, when you say singular, then you have plural. Plural is two and more. So for plural, you need minimum two. In Arabic language, you have singular, dual, and then plural. So in Arabic language, when we say plural, it means at least there should be three or more. Now look at Allah's messenger. Did he implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, say to them, we will bring our sons. Whom does he bring? He didn't have a son, so he brings grandsons. How many of them? Two. So from the literal point of view, he is not yet fulfilling the term. When it comes to Nisa, Nisa is also plural, women. At least in case of sons, he brings two. In case of women, he only brings Fatima to Zahra. They were not traveling somewhere. And mashallah, he had women in his own family. Banu Hashim, his own home, mashallah. But he brought only one lady with him, Fatima. Anfusana, Anfus is also plural. You know, he could have brought with him at least two other people. But he brings only one, and that is Ali. Why? There were no men other there? We are not even talking about Sahaba, let's say about Banu Hashim. What about Abdullah bin Abbas, his cousin? Zubair, his cousin, from his father's side? You know, the mother of Zubair is the aunt, Pupi of Rasulullah. So there were many, many other people there. Even among children there were many. But Rasulullah brought only four of them with himself. And this is where we have to realize the ummah soul. There is a difference between ummah of Muhammad and al of Muhammad. But why did he do this? The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the potential of having more children, more women, and more men with him. And there was no lack of numbers there. Yet he only brought Hassan and Hussein and Fatima and Ali. You see, when you look at the purpose, what was the purpose there? He is going to do dua that, oh Allah, send your la'nat and punishment on the group which is liar, kazibin. And these are all my own words. I don't say, oh, is there a hadith about it? No. I'm this present explaining in my own, you know, way. Basically, Rasulullah is looking at the risk factor. What is Rasul going to do there? Oh Allah, send la'anat and awab on the kazibin, those who are liars. He didn't want to take any chance to bring anyone who even from far has the shadow of kizb and lying in him. He wanted those who were absolutely pure. Because there was a chance then the azab will go over this side, but maybe even here. So he wanted to make sure, you know, we are all pure here. And he couldn't find besides himself four people who were ma'asum, Hassan and Hussein and Fatima and Ali alayhim salatu wasalam. And this is the reason why people, you know, the Muslims shy away from this event, which is very important. And alhamdulillah, we have been blessed to celebrate that, remember it, you know, and keep this memory alive. For ourselves, for our children, and the generations to come.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Karim Azim Ali. حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.